You will see that their logo is simply a visual representation using shapes and design to represent that single statement or message. Hello guys, and welcome to the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, as always, and in this episode we are going to be covering something which I am truly excited to share with you. We are going to be delving into the design process to teach you how to design iconic logos such as Nike and Amazon. It's the exact same process that the brand agency that I worked for over a decade ago used as well, and they used to sell their brand identity packages for over £20,000 at the time. So I'm super excited to share this process with you, and it all starts with step one, which is boiling down the requirements of the client to one single message or sentence. Think about some of the best logos in the world, such as the Amazon logo and the Nike logo. What do those two logos have in common? If you haven't guessed already, you'll see that they both symbolize and are relevant to a specific message that connects to the brand's reason for existing. For example, Nike wants to inspire the athlete in anyone. They want you to get out of bed, they want you to get your running shoes on, they want you to get outside. Whereas Amazon, they want to focus every single decision that they make around being customer-centric and making the customer happy. And if you look at both of those brands' logos, you will see that their logo is simply a visual representation using shapes and design to represent that single statement or message. The Amazon logo is simply Amazon with a smiley face, symbolizing customer satisfaction and happiness. And the Nike logo is essentially a tick, which is positive, and it means that you're ticking off the thing that you need to do, suggesting a positive can-do attitude. So in order for you to design an iconic minimalist logo for your client, you first need to understand and confirm with the client the single message that you want to communicate with your logo. For example, I recently worked with a company that wants to enhance education for young students. They offer private education for young students who want to accelerate their learning and enhance their knowledge. So if we really boil down everything that they do, they are essentially looking to enhance and accelerate learning. So that is the message that we need to focus on. Either a message of enhancement or acceleration. Hopefully you can see that now we have a message that we can actually convey within the actual logo. And the icon that we're looking to actually develop for the logo is going to be based around that single message. Now it's really important for the client to understand that you can't communicate too much within one single logo. It takes time for a logo to actually adopt meaning, such as the Apple logo, for example. The Apple logo does not mean anything. It's simply just an apple which has been designed using the golden ratio method. If you don't know this already, the golden ratio method is simply a method of logo design using geometry to make the logo look super aesthetically appealing. Not all logos use this method, but it can be super useful to make your logos look better. But make sure that you discuss with your client that the logo itself is not going to convey an awful amount of meaning in the very beginning. It can suggest something such as enhancement or acceleration, but remind your client that it takes time for your actual logo to come to life and actually adopt the meaning that you needed to communicate. Which takes us on to step two, which is to explore how you can communicate this message in the simplest way possible using shapes and graphics. Now the Amazon logo is pretty genius because it does point from A to Z, which also suggests that the actual brand itself can sell anything from A to Z, meaning they sell everything. Now at this point, please do not expect to be able to come up with ideas as great as the Amazon logo, but it's definitely worth dreaming. Now please take into consideration that the Amazon logo was probably a result of around 30 people's ideas coming together to create that one single brand mark. Now don't put too much pressure on yourself to come up with an idea as good as the Amazon logo. It takes a lot of patience, experience, and knowledge to be able to come up with an idea as good as that. And if you're just starting out designing minimalist iconic logos, you need to give yourself time to develop those ideas and your expertise. So once you have your message, you need to think about the simplest way possible in order to communicate that particular message using shapes and graphics. So for example, if you want to communicate a message of enhancement with your logo, then you need to start thinking of how you can communicate that specific message in the simplest way possible. I'm actually thinking about doing a course on how to do this, to actually guide people through the process. So if you think that that would be helpful, let me know via either a review on the podcast or maybe get in touch with me on Instagram. I am thinking about doing it, but I'm not sure how helpful that would be for people. It's obviously very difficult to showcase the actual process in a podcast format. So let me know if that would be helpful for you, and I'll be happy to bring that together and post it so that everyone can use it. So once you have some ideas in regards to how you can convey that message in a really simple way using shapes and graphics, you can start to take inspiration from icons and make sure that your designs are unique. So what I mean by that is when I'm looking at designing a logo which has to communicate a message such as enhancement, I would look at different icons on Google, for example, saying enhancement icon, and then I would look at how they try and generate that feeling or that message within that icon itself, using shapes, using momentum, using design, to see if I can replicate that and simplify it down into a really simple and minimalist icon. Now, there are tons of different ways to design a unique logo, and the reality is that because you're the designer, you know that there are hundreds of different ways that you can convey the exact same message in multiple different formats and using different techniques. And the reality is that there is no right or wrong design, but the right design needs to tick these three very key boxes, and it also needs to be a design which you can sell to your client. So the three boxes that every single minimalist iconic logo should tick are: one, it should be scalable; two, it should be relevant to the brand message; and three, it should be able to work in any one color. So what do I mean by scalable? Scalable simply means that the logo can work at any size. Now, you can develop a branding system which can help you to make the logo more and less scalable, but that's something for a different episode. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @ScottLancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is @ScottLancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, the second box, if you remember, was that it needs to be relevant to the brand message. Now, if you did the first two steps properly, then your actual logo will already be relevant to the brand's message. But this is the box that most freelancers and designers get wrong. They don't take the time to boil down the client's needs to a single message or sentence. Therefore, when they get to the logo design stage, they don't have that clarity in their designs, so therefore they often miss the mark. And lastly, the last box that needs to be ticked is the logo needs to be able to work in any one color. What you're looking for is that the brand's logo still communicates the brand's message even though it's just one single color. And the reason for this is the logo needs to be able to be used in just one single color so that it can be used in any given environment without hassle or any worry. For example, if you need the color red in the logo to convey the message, then if you try and place that logo on a red background, it's not going to be able to be used, and it's going to cause the client a lot of hassle and a lot of headache later on down the line. Now, once you have your icon designed, make sure that you select a font that is relevant to the perception that you want to create for your target audience. One thing that a lot of designers forget about is they do not format their icon and the thickness of their font properly so that the icon matches the thickness of their logo and it looks consistent. For example, if you look at the Amazon logo, the thickness of the letters in the Amazon logo is similar to the thickness of the smile. If the smile was a lot thicker, then this would not look as consistent, and therefore it would not look as aesthetically pleasing. All the elements of a logo need to be of similar thickness, and they need to look together as opposed to one thing standing out more than the rest. And just a little tip, and I use this with all my designers within my agency to really help them to make their logo icon. If you take a small section of your logo's icon and you cut out the edge of each letter with that particular shape, it really helps to make the actual letters of the logo and also the actual icon itself come together and feel more married together and more consistent, therefore achieving a better overall aesthetic. What it does is it simply gives the actual letters of the logo part of the icon's DNA, and it starts to tie the two together so it looks more consistent and it looks like it belongs together. I really hope this episode has helped to guide you through the general process that big branding agencies, including my agency ClementineHouse.com, uses to create really aesthetically pleasing and simplistic minimalist logo designs, and I hope you can try this process yourself to come up with incredible logos. And I'd also love to hear if you actually found this process valuable after you used it to design your own minimalist logo. But anyway, I know this episode has been a little bit longer than usual. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. If you could leave a 5-star review on this podcast, it would really help us to reach more incredible, ambitious freelancers just like yourself. And also make sure you share this with other people, because we want to really generate a community of freelancers that are all hungry for knowledge. We want to help as many people as possible, and that all starts with you helping us spread the word. Anyway, I will see you in the next episode. God bless, and thank you so much for your time.